Yeah, I'm visiting Donegal today as part of my series of engagements across the 15 counties of my constituency. You'll know that I come to counties on a regular basis in order to meet with organisations and to hold public forums, and that's exactly what we're doing today. We're going to be meeting with local members of farm organisations, of chambers of commerce. I'm looking forward to visiting Letterkenny Institute and also seeing some of the enterprise programmes that are there. And I think it's very apt that this visit is happening on the day in which there has been signals of an agreement in Brussels, because one of the things that I look forward to doing is listening to the concerns of people in Donegal as to how that agreement will address the quite obvious challenges that Brexit was going to present. And this evening in McGettigan's Hotel, myself and Pierce Doherty and Senator Pat McLaughlin will be addressing the public meeting, where we'll be outlining our initial thoughts on the agreement, where we think progress has been made and also where progress still has yet to be found. But also, crucially, we want this meeting to be an opportunity for members of the public, for representatives of organisations and for people who are involved in cross-border activities, whether it be business or farming or whatever the case may be, to give their initial assessment so that we can feed that back in. On Monday, I'm going to be travelling back to Strasbourg to the European Parliament, where obviously this is going to be a crucial week in terms of how the Parliament responds. And I want to be able to input into that discussion the real concerns of people who actually live along the border in Ireland.
And while there has been an agreement that there won't be a hard border, there is no specific guarantee just yet as to if Northern Ireland will receive a special status. I'm sure that's a concern you still have.
Oh, absolutely. Sinn Féin have been consistent from the very start that the only way in which we can protect, first of all, the Good Friday Agreement and the peace process, but also, crucially, the economy north and south, is by ensuring that the north remains part of the customs union, the single market, that we continue to see all Ireland jurisdiction in relation to the common agricultural policy and also issues like the European Court of Justice. So my initial thoughts, having looked at the agreement this morning, is that while that agreement still provides for all those things aren't yet locked down. So there's still an awful lot of work to be done, and it's really important that we don't become complacent. But as I say, the full judgment of this report has to be decided and has to be impacted by the views of people who are going to be most heavily impacted by it. And that's communities who live along the border. And that's why I'm looking forward to discussing with the organisations on the front line in Donegal and also with the general public in Donegal at a public meeting in McGettigan this evening.